Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We're in Washington, D.C. Our number is 213-943-3434, 213-943-3434. And if you'd like to talk with our guest today, Sonia Smith-Valentine, we would love to hear from you. You can also send us your questions in our fast chat room as well. Sonia Smith-Valentine knows all there is to know about money. She's the president and CEO of Financially Fierce here in Washington, D.C., with more than two decades of experience in personal finance, a CPA, an attorney, and you'll quite often see her on television, on NBC, maybe quoted in the Washington Post, where she's asked questions about finances, both personal and corporate. And today we're going to spend a little time talking about credit reports. Sonia Smith-Valentine is our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. Hello there.
Hi, hello, how are you? Glad to be here.
Thanks for taking a few minutes away from your busy day. And by the way, if you'd like to visit Sonia online, the website is financiallyfierce.com. That's financiallyfierce.com. And when you came up with the name for the website, I have to ask you, is it because you think that finances in 2014 are particularly fierce, or where did that name come from?
That name came from putting together probably the two things that my friends always talked about when they talked about me. They always said she talks about money and she's really passionate and fierce and forward-moving about it. And so I put the two concepts together and came up with Financially Fierce.
Now, you've spent a lot of your legal career winning cases against credit bureaus and credit card companies and banks on behalf of your clients, and that's where people may have seen you on the news networks or in USA Today or the Washington Post. So let's talk a little bit about credit reports. There's a lot of talk these days about employers, Sonia, looking up clients' Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts whenever they're deciding on a hire, you know, to see what sort of shenanigans these potential employees have gotten into. Do employers also look at credit reports now as part of their hiring and also when it comes time to decide who gets the big promotion?
Absolutely. More and more, actually, employers are pulling their potential hires and their candidates for promotion. They're pulling their credit reports. They want to look at a person and go, is this person stable? Are they meeting their obligations responsibly? Because they have to compare you to another potential employee. And if they can look at somebody who's got great credit and somebody who doesn't, they're more inclined to take the person with great credit because that person is not going to be distracted by financial problems when it's time to take care of their job duties. And a lot of times they also consider it when it's time for promotion. I give you an example. I had a client who lost out on a promotion before she came to me because of her credit. The job required quite a bit of travel, and she could not qualify for a corporate card because her finances were so screwed up. So they gave the promotion to someone else.
Wow. And
yeah.
Something that I would assume that a lot of people never think about and are surprised that employees are checking these credit reports. Is there anything immoral or illegal about potential bosses checking those credit reports, or is it all public record?
Well, it's not public record in terms of anyone can just pull your credit, but most times when you apply for a position, part of that application process says that you're giving the potential employer permission to check your credit report. And only a few states have put in laws where you can't pull the credit report for hiring and promotion. But even in those states, most of the time there's an exclusion depending upon the kind of job you have. So if you're going to be dealing, let's say, with money, they're still allowed to pull it. But that's only a few states that have some restrictions. Most states, there's not a restriction. Employers can pull it in looking at potential hires and looking at people for promotion.
So check the fine print on that job application, I guess, is the
Absolutely.
Takeaway there.
Absolutely. Because most times
and,
people
and
think
would
it's
think
only
that
a criminal
that's a red
background.
Flag, Sonia. If you see that on there and you cross it out, then the employer is going to go, this potential job candidate must have something to hide.
Absolutely. Exactly. My recommendation always is if there's some issues and you know that you see it on the application that they're going to pull the credit report, you should get in front of it and bring it up, especially if there's a reason behind it. You know, something that happened one-time event, like let's say there was a medical issue that happened 3-4 years ago, and so there's going to be all this medical debt showing up on your credit report. Let the employer know in the interview, by the way, I know you pull credit reports. Want you to know, 4 years ago, my husband had cancer. He's fine now, but there's going to be some medical debt that show up. We're in the process of paying it off. So this way it's not a surprise, and you leave yourself in the running, potentially, for the position.
Great advice from Sonia Smith-Valentine, the president of Financially Fierce in Washington, D.C. Find her online at financiallyfierce.com. Several years ago, Sonia, there were a lot of television commercials for freecreditreport.com, and in fact, they weren't free at all, but you can get your credit report free. You just don't do it through those types of websites. How do you get them, and what's the difference between the three credit bureaus?
Okay. There is a website called annualcreditreport.com. That is the official site for you to get your free annual credit report. It was set up by the three credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. So the free credit report that you're entitled to once a year, annualcreditreport.com. That's the one you want to go to. Many of the other ones are phishing sites, as they call, or scam sites where they're just trying to get your personal information. As far as difference per se in the three credit bureaus, there's not really much of a difference. They all basically operate under the same format of gathering information on consumers and their spending habits and then selling that information to potential creditors like mortgage companies, loan companies, things of that nature. So there's not really much of a difference in terms of how the three credit bureaus operate.
So if you go to this website, this annualcreditreport.com, and you request your free annual report, do you get it from all three, or do they send you only one, Equifax, TransUnion, or Experian?
You have a choice. When you go there, you could decide to request it from all three, or you could decide to request it from just one of the three. Some people decide to stagger it so that every 4 months they pull one from each one. So, like, they may pull one in, you know, April from Equifax. 4 months later, they might pull one from TransUnion, and then 4 months later from Experian, just to, you know, have a rotating vision of what's going on. And that's pretty much a good idea, except if you pull one and you notice there's some problems for some reason that you didn't know about, then you want to pull the other two right away, just to see if the problem is also on the other two so that you know what you need to do in terms of trying to deal with fixing it.
We're talking personal finance and credit reports with Sonia Smith-Valentine, Washington, D.C. head of Financially Fierce, LLC. The website is Financially Fierce, and your phone calls are always welcome at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Your questions for Sonia Smith-Valentine. Since we're here in Washington, D.C., you know, there are 50 bajillion government contractors here. And
that is so true.
For folks that, you know, folks that live in other parts of the country, they can't imagine the thousands and thousands and thousands of defense contractors, but you can imagine that big federal debt. So when you see that on TV,
right,
a lot of it is because of all these folks that work here. Many of them need a different level of security clearance. And I wonder if having a bad credit report could affect your ability to get a security clearance.
Absolutely. Not only can it affect your ability to get a clearance, but also once you've gotten a clearance, it also can affect your ability to keep the clearance. As part of the investigation into your background when they're looking to give you a security clearance, whether you're a government worker or you work for a company that has a contract with the government, because sometimes people assume the security clearance is only for the government worker, they
right.
will look at your finances and your credit report. They will look at what's going on with your debt. And if you're not dealing with debt correctly, and you've got a lot of outstanding debt, you can get declined, you can get pulled from a contract, you can get a clearance, and then when it's time for a review on that clearance, if between the time you got the clearance and the review, you have problems with your finances, they can come and say, we're going to pull your clearance until we figure out what's going on with these finances. And that means you could miss out on being on great jobs, great projects, being able to really advance in your career. And the problem is if you lose a clearance after you've gotten it, it is almost impossible to ever get another one.
It's a really big deal, and a bigger deal, frankly, than I had even thought about. Sonia Smith
Valentine
for Financially Fierce is our guest today. So you spend your days then helping people get this stuff squared away. And I guess step one being get that free credit report from annualcreditreport.com. Step two, if you see something on there, how difficult is it for Joe and Jane Average to get it cleared up? And what steps do you have to take there?
It sometimes can be simple, but many times it can be difficult when there are problems on your credit report. One of the things that frustrates me often is you'll often hear a lot of people talking, you know, either TV, wherever, in books, talking about, oh, get your credit report and dispute it. But nobody ever says, what happens when that doesn't work? Because that's always the first step you hear. Get the credit report, dispute it to the credit bureaus. What most people don't understand is the way the process is set up, when you dispute it to the credit bureaus, the credit bureau goes and contacts whichever company that you're disputing, and whatever that company tells them is what the credit bureau is going to do. So if they get a response back from that company that says, nope, this is right, they're going to leave that problem on your credit report. I always tell folks, go to the source of the problem. Whatever company it is that is the issue, that's who you need to contact. And don't start at the bottom. Our inclination is to start at customer service. Most often, that's not where you want to start. I tell people, if you've got a dispute with a company that's on your credit report, take a few minutes, go on the internet, find out their headquarters address, and send your dispute to the office of the president, because that's going to get you somebody higher level than customer service and somebody who's going to take your problem seriously and help you in getting it resolved.
All right, that makes great sense. Let's say that it's not necessarily something that's wrong on your credit report. You know, maybe it's you have a high level of credit card debt, and that is causing you problems, and you know, that will show up on your credit report as well, and it may cause all sorts of issues. What about these companies that say, we'll help you negotiate out your credit card debt and you'll pay pennies on the dollar and all that? What's the story there? That always, to me, sounds too good to be true.
It is too good to be true. What often ends up happening with a lot of these companies that say, we're going to negotiate out your debts, is although you may have a high level of debt, I'm going to assume for a minute that you're making at least the minimum payments so that it shows that you're paying on time on your credit report. It's just that the level of debt is high. The problem is a lot of those companies who negotiate out settlements tell you to stop making payments to those companies, and then they start accumulating the payments for you at the debt settlement company. Now you've trashed your credit, because now what's going to start showing up is all of these missed payments. So your credit gets screwed up, your score drops, and there's no guarantee that the company can work out a deal with the credit card company. So often people end up not with a deal, and now they screwed up their credit even worse. I always say, if it's something you're looking...
Can you go directly to the credit card company? You know, let's say you're a college student and you've racked up a ton of credit card debt and the interest is piling on, and now you're, you know, 10, 15 years away from school, but you're no nearer to getting that thing paid off because of interest. Are you better off to go yourself to the credit card company and try to negotiate out with them?
Yes, you can go yourself, but like I said, once again, I don't say start at customer service. I say send in something to the Office of the President so that you can get somebody with a little higher level of authority who can actually have the ability to do something for you. And if you're not comfortable doing it yourself, I would say I prefer going to like a nonprofit credit counselor who can talk with you about some of the options that you have versus going to these debt consolidation companies. I get so many folks who come in my office after the debt consolidation didn't work who's like, I need to solve this. They screwed it up even worse. So now I'm trying to, you know, almost create a miracle, as they say.
Yeah, reverse engineer the mess. Sonya Smith-Valentine is our guest. The website is financiallyfierce.com, and she spends her days and nights in our nation's capital trying to help people with their credit reports and their personal credit issues. Sonya, when we come back, I want to get into what folks can do right now about their credit reports to improve their chances of getting that dream job or getting a clearance for a dream job or a license. So hang on, more with Sonya Smith-Valentine from financiallyfierce.com right after this on the Burke Allen Show.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my...
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
Get tour dates and more information on Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. at LandauMurphyJr.com. It's the Burke Allen Show live in Washington, D.C. Our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. You can also hop into our instant chat room with your questions for Sonya Smith-Valentine. Sonya is the president of Financially Fierce here in Washington, D.C., and she is a CPA, an attorney, and all-around do-gooder when it comes to helping people with their money problems. You can visit her online at financiallyfierce.com. All right, Sonya, let's say someone really needs help with their credit report to improve the chances on getting that dream job and getting things turned around. What is step one? What do they do right off the giddy-up to get things moving in the right direction?
Well, number one, believe it or not, is to take their head out the sand. I have so many times had folks who, when they finally come to me, I realize they spent a lot of time sticking their head in the sand and ignoring the problem. So it means taking your head out the sand and gathering your information, because most folks have no idea what their financial picture looks like as of right now. They need to go pull their credit reports. They need to gather all their information about their various debts, whether it's credit card, mortgages, student loans. They need to gather information about the money they're making and any savings and things of that nature so that they can get a complete picture of where they are. You can't start to move forward if you don't even know where you are. So that's step one. Get a clear picture of where you are.
So, and that all begins with actually taking a look at those credit reports. And again, that free website that Sonya recommended is annualcreditreport.com. You can go there once a year and pull down your credit reports from each of these agencies. Okay, you get started, you get in there, and maybe there's some rent deposit from 10 or 15 years ago. You don't even live in that city anymore. You've totally lost touch with those people. You know, what do you do? How do you get something like that off your credit report?
Well, step one, obviously, is if it's more than 7 years old, it shouldn't be on there because that's the maximum time limit. So, Okay. Obviously, send off the disputes to the credit bureaus to say, this is more than 7 years old. Please remove it. You can, if that does not work, believe it or not, file a complaint and have your individual complaint dealt with by going to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. On their website, they have a complaint process. They actually respond and deal with individual complaints. So if there is a problem and the credit bureau doesn't respond or doesn't respond in your favor, you can go to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and say, hey, they've got stuff that's negative on my report that's 10 years old. I haven't lived in that apartment complex for 10 years. I know everybody hears about the FTC, but the FTC doesn't deal with individual complaints. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau does. If those two things don't work, believe it or not, you have a right to sue the credit bureau. And here's the part that most people don't know, because everybody goes, oh, God, a lawyer. The way the credit reporting laws are written, if someone has to sue the credit bureau and they win, the credit bureau has to pay for their attorney.
Interesting. So take on the credit bureau, you would think, gosh, you know, that's a scary proposition. They could tar and feather me and give me black marks till the end of time. It sounds like you're saying, not necessarily so.
I have sued the credit bureau over the years for many a client. My clients did not write a check for me. My fee came from the credit bureau when I won, because that's how the law is written. The credit bureau pays for the consumer's attorney.
Interesting. Financiallyfierce.com is the website where you can find Sonia Smith-Valentine. And I have to ask you, what is it that got you interested in this line of work? At some point, did you find yourself with a black mark on a credit report? Did you find yourself in you know, credit card debt? What made you say, you know, I want to help people with this?
It started for me a couple years after coming out of college. I had come out, I was practicing as a CPA. I was working at one of the big CPA firms up in New York, and there was a round of layoffs, and I was one of the people laid off, and I was unemployed for 8 months. And I know that feeling of can't pay the bills, they want to repossess the car, you're laying on the floor crying because you don't know what to do, all the phone calls are from debt collectors. I know the feeling. So once that happened to me and I got up after 24 hours of being on the floor, I said, never again. I'm not ever going to be in that situation again, and I haven't been. And number two, I didn't want anybody else to have to go through it if I could avoid it. So everything I've done in my career has in some way or another been related to helping people with money problems, whether it's through lawsuits, through financial counseling, through speaking and coaching, whatever it is, it's come from personally having been there. So then I spent my time to professionally know how to help others.
I love it. And Sonia, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, puts her money where her mouth is, so to speak. If you visit her website, financiallyfierce.com, there's a free recession survival guide right there that pops up on the homepage. It costs you nothing. It's absolutely free. It gets emailed to you as a download. And it has just tons of tips on how to boost your income and save money in a down economy. And even in parts of the country, you know, where the economy is up, in other parts of the country, it's down. And a recession really is your own personal world and what's happening with you, much more so than the national picture, right, Sonia?
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't matter to me if I live in, you know, a small town off in another state that somebody in New York is doing great and that their economy is great, because my daily life is different. So my perspective is about what's happening in my daily life, in my world.
If you'd like to visit with Sonia here in Washington, D.C., I'm sure be happy to see you, and you can find out how to get in touch with her at financiallyfierce.com. That's financiallyfierce.com. Here's something from our chat room. It's from a young lady. I'm not going to use her name, but she says that she has incurred quite a bit of credit card debt and is not sure, I guess as I'm sort of paraphrasing here, it's been turned over to a collection agency. Should she deal with the collection agency or the credit card company, and what should she say?
Oh, good question. Okay, here's what I always recommend first. Sometimes the credit card company has hired a collection agency to collect on their behalf, And sometimes the credit card company has sold it to the collection agency such that the collection agency is the new owner. I always say go to the credit card company first, because if it's still owned by the credit card company, dealing with them is always better than dealing with the collection agency. So, and the only way to find out if the credit card company still owns it is to go to the credit card company. So if you can do that, that's what I recommend. If the collection agency owns it, my recommendation often is if you find during the phone calls that they're rude and abrasive and you can't deal with them, then just deal with them in writing. Don't deal with them by phone. There's nothing that says you have to talk to them on the phone. And you can make whatever offers to settle in writing. You don't have to do it on the phone. And if it gets to be too much where they have just crossed the line, you are allowed to send a collection agency a letter that says, cease and desist all communication with me. And they have to honor that. That's actually part of the law.
Is there a sort of a benchmark when it comes to the consumer debt, you know, where most credit card companies or collection agencies will settle? Is it, you know, is it 10 cents on the dollar? Is it 20 cents on the dollar? You hear this kind of stuff in Wall Street all the time when companies go bankrupt and they're able to settle out. But on a personal debt level, is there such an opportunity and sort of a benchmark, and what is it, if so?
Well, you know, unfortunately, there's not a one-size-fits-all. Over the years, I have found different companies and different types of loans have different kind of benchmarks that they'll use. So, you know, when it comes to a credit card, you could end up settling anywhere from 25 to 75%, whereas with a car loan, if they're trying to settle, you know, a repossessed car, they tend to want a whole lot more. So they're on the higher end. They're going to be at that, you know, 50 to 75% range. And then you find there are companies in all these different arenas that will be at the other end. While everybody else says we want 75, I've run into a couple of companies that are like, oh, no, we'll do it for 25. So there's not really a specific number. But the one recommendation that I give everybody is if you know, let's say, you've got $5,000 to use to negotiate, don't go in and say to them, I've got $5,000. Whatever offer you first make often is rejected. So go in and say, I've got $2,500. Leave yourself some negotiating room so that when they go, nope, that's not enough, you have room to say, well, what do you want? They're going to come back maybe and say, we want $35,000 or $4,000. At least you're still within that number that you have to settle.
And let's say that you do hit it out of the park and you're able to settle, you know, at 25% of your debt. At that point, once that's done, is there still going to be a ding to your credit or no? Because you've settled for less than a total.
Well,
amount.
It depends upon what you negotiate. If you don't negotiate and include anything about the credit report, what will happen is that company has to update your credit report to say that the debt has been settled. That is always better than the debt showing is not paid at all. So it does cause some improvement. However, if you can negotiate that in exchange for whatever payment you're making, they'll remove it from your credit report altogether, that's even better because now the negative information is removed altogether. But that's something you have to bring up during your negotiations to ask for.
Great information and a lot to soak in. If you need personal help with credit card debt, maybe with a credit report and making sure that you're squared away to help you get that great job or that great promotion, no one knows it better than Sonny Smith Valentine, an attorney and CPA based in Washington, D.C., and the president of Financially Fierce. You can visit her online at financiallyfierce.com and get all her contact information there. Great info today. Sonny, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to be on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Sonya Smith-Valentine, our guest today from financiallyfierce.com. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.